Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. We're live Friday, 2/12/2024. We're going to start off with our national anthem. Age of Freedom has come.
Age of Freedom has come.
Today we're going to be talking about why we're stuck in this mess and we can't seem to get out. Yet they're doing just fine with their big navies and armies and everything else, and we seem to have no control. But First, I'd like to thank First Energy for birthing God, Psalm 82:6, and John 10:34, James and Sarah for giving me life I can embark on this wonderful journey. I would like to thank my daughter Sarah for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. That's what I said. The baptism all wrong. They run around dunking people in water. The next time they tell you about they're following Jesus and they want to dunk in some water, ask them how many people did Jesus dunk in the water. Okay? And that would be Luke 2:23. As it is written in the law of your Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. You don't have to do anything. Okay? You're not shaped in iniquity and all that stuff. You're born holy. To the book that they're supposed to be. The topic of the day is, can the Bible help us get our power back? Yes, it can. Where do you think their power came from? Okay. Their power came from the Bible. Listen. This is what a lot of us don't understand. There's more than one thought process to the Bible. One is that of a slave. There's three thought processes that we have to deal with. One is that of a slave. One is that of men and women. And one is that of God. Jesus came teaching on the third thought process. They don't want you entertaining that thought process. In other words, they're talking about Yahshua ben Pandera. That's his full name, in case you want to actually look up the man. Because you look up him, his family, and everything else, where he came from, the whole nine yards, if you know his name is Yahshua ben Pandera. That's a man's name. They have been hoodwinking you, lying to you forever. Look this up if you want to. There was no British Empire before King James translated the Bible. Now, we talk about King James, but King James didn't write the Bible. He translated it. The Bible was a gift from your ancestors to you to show you how to handle and deal with power. Okay? Now, in Psalms 82:6, I have said you are God, and all the children of the Most High. And it's backed up by Jesus. And John 10:34. Now, they teach on this, but they're not teaching on it where it's going to help you gain the power that you're carrying inside. They don't want you coming back to power. When John Hansen, the first black president of the Continental Congress, he's a black guy. The Moors, the poor white trash that Britain kicked out of the country, the Mayans, they all of them were here at the time. Chinese, Japanese, all five tribes were here at the time that they set up this democracy. Now you have to remember, you can look some of this stuff up too. The Indians were functioning under a democracy when the Europeans got here. So they didn't make or create no democracy. It's something that was given to them by the five tribes that was here. And you know, if the Moors was here, they helped build England. They weren't living in teepees and stuff. They were building three-story properties and stuff, which when they came here, when the Europeans came here, their houses. They were living in three-story houses with water and everything, you know. And especially in the Mississippi, in that area, there was a lot going on that they're not telling you about that you need to know, okay? Now, we're trying to bring into the reality of what you can do this time. You've been lied to. You've been hoodwinked. The Bible is a very powerful book. It's just that they're not teaching you how to read it. The first thing that they have done, okay, I'm going to say, first thing that they have done, they have given you, this is what they do very early with a child. it gives you this Santa Claus God, this God that floats around and does everything in one day, delivers the toys, all that. Once this is fixed in your mind, okay, once that's fixed in your mind, this is, they relate all of the powerful people as tools, okay? They are there, running around giving everybody on the down, living about it, you know, I'm notorious talk. But it's a thought process. Now they have a thought process to Buddha, to Muhammad, to all the so-called deities, and they say, well, the one great God. Everybody got the one great God, but yet they're fighting amongst each other. Something's wrong with this process. The book is telling you what God is. It's telling you in Genesis, okay, when Adam and Eve... they were clones. When Adam and Eve were clones, that's in my lecture. We don't get into that lecture. But when Adam and Eve were clones, it told them, if you eat from this tree, become God like one. They ate from the tree. This is something I'm telling you. Clothing. Once they ate from the tree, they knew they were naked, okay? So the Lord God come walking. Who told you you was naked? He says, you can read it. But I want you to read it from a different thought process, okay? Who told you you was naked? They designed something to wear from the trees. They designed aprons. They knew right from wrong. They knew they weren't supposed to be out there naked. And they have a strong imagination. Every man, woman, and child on the planet, that's who we are. When you think about what your parents are actually responsible for when you're born, food, clothing, shelter, and security, this is what God does. Everything that you have, everywhere that you live, every place that you're, all the things that you're enjoying come from God, who designed these things, and it, everything is centered around your food, clothing, shelter, and security. Everything. This is who we are. The law of the cosmos is reap what you sow. This is the law of the cosmos. You keep this law. You're going to get back what you're putting out. That's what the white tribe is afraid of now. All the cruelty. And wickedness and lying and killing and murdering, taking people's stuff that they have done. They're worried about it coming back to them because their time is each tribe, I'm really double way, 2,000 years to rule. Go back in history. Each tribe had 2,000 years to rule. And go back and look at the Egyptian hieroglyphs. It will show you how those brothers and sisters were ruling over the brown brothers and sisters. And the Bible talked about the Hyksos Rebellion. That's what that was all about. They got tired of being mistreated by blacks. Okay. And they were mistreated to attack the Americas. This was a red tribe's domain. They had a global empire. The red tribe. The Americas was a global, it was a global empire. A couple of states there. You have to research your history from a different thought process. Not from, well, we're black and everybody who got one drop of black blood in them is black. No, that's something that was set up by the white tribe to misdirect you. You have black, brown, red, yellow. That's what's going on right now. Excuse me. The white tribe has been ruling, okay, for years. Their time is up. Right now, there's a grace period going on. The white tribe began to work with the other four tribes to bring some type of reciprocity to the planet. They'll start treating each other like the Bible says we're not such. I'm with that's going around town. Because the Jews knew everything that was going on at a tax break. We talked about it a year. Two 2,000 people are dead. Somebody's going to pay for that. If you go back to biblical history, every airline that the so-called traveler was given, they trust all the airlines because you have to that you spot or commit. Okay? Now, this is what we have to understand. You are in corporeal energy form. Being power. You don't have to pray for what you want. Can you want? Sit down and design the kind of life that you want to live. Okay. Once you design the kind of life that you want to live, you can bring that into existence. The process of being a man or a woman, you to doubt what you're capable of. Food, clothing, shelter, security. You can provide these things for yourself. Just sit down and figure out how you want to do it. Think about this. No matter what you're trying to do, somebody's already did in this book. So whatever you're trying to do, find out who's done it already, and go write it and go read their books, buy a book, study, which means you have to be teachable. Some people aren't teachable, okay? That's why they don't make it in school. They can't go through college because they're not teachable. But you have to learn how to be teachable. You have to learn how to learn. There's books on that too. There's books on everything on that. You have to decide what you want, how you want, and where you're trying to go, and what you're trying to do. Okay? It's all up to you. It's not up to the world. It ain't up to no Santa Claus guy floating around out there that's going to bring you your blessings. You know, this is how they're doing it. They're saying that God is going to bring you the blessings, but the blessings that they're getting is coming from people in the churches, in the mosques, in the synagogue. It's coming from I'm giving you a different thought process, something to think about. I want you to think about who you actually are. Transitioning into knowing that we are the makers of everything that exists. You can't make something from nothing. If you go and get the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, explains everything was made, where darkness came from, where the holes came from. They actually again, okay, what everything the universe is actually made up out of, how we go from one dimension to another dimension, making the planets and everything else, and it takes you into the first part of the Bible where it explains, okay, how things were being made. So much that we're not getting through the pulpit. I'm talking about from the preachers because they want to keep you as men and women. You function as a man and a woman. They got because you don't think your conscience looks for something what you can. It's just amazing how they want it. When they tell you, God has blessed me. Okay? He's going to meet you. That takes the responsibility away from them from giving back to you. Which is not their responsibility. You got Santa Claus. Okay? The Santa Claus guy is around there. This is where you got to get your blessings from. not they're not responsible for getting anything. Okay. I said we have the book. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play one of the songs off the album, and all the songs on the album is based on a scripture. And the Bible is a very powerful book to read it. Excuse me. How did Britain become used the science of Deuteronomy, science of slavery, okay? This is the what's going on, because I'm getting everything is breaking up. We're getting a little crazy. I don't know exactly where that's coming from, but that story is about the young lady who was had a blood disease and left for Jesus, and she found it and the hem of his garment. Oh. What is that? Just let you know that we have the power to heal. And the hospital was on that thought process. So we're making everything that Jesus did back during the day that's in the Bible, you can go to the hospital and they're doing it. If you die on the hospital table, they're going to electroshock you and bring you back to life. Well, it can't be the three-day thing. They know that everything that was done, they can do. Because they know, we're talking about the 1% when I say they. They know who they are. And they know that they are the gods of this dimension. They know that. And whatever they want, they go out and make it happen, which is what you can do too. Whatever you want, you can make it happen, but you have to be teachable. You have to study, okay? Now, before we get too far into the lecture, I'd like to talk a little bit about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good, because without us loving each other, knowing how to love each other, this whatever we do is not going to work. We can't become organized. We can't get the ourselves together as groups because we're constantly backbiting, talking about each other like a dog. We don't know what love is. And we're not following the law of reap what you sow. You don't do anything to anybody else that you do not want done to you. That's the law. If you do it, it's going to come back to you. That's what's going on out there right now. A lot of people are wondering why they're catching hell. You're reaping what you are sowing. Start sowing things differently, and things will come to you differently. We're running to the churches for power. But the churches are carrying power. The power is with the government. It's the government that's deciding what's happening to you on the streets, what the police are doing, everything else that's going on out there is being decided by the government, not the churches. This is why Jesus was persecuted, because he went against the churches. He went against the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin wasn't actually helping the people. The church wasn't actually helping the people. We got more crime and drugs and killing and murder than any other time in history. Why? Because they're not allowing the people to transition to the next level. What's your next level? Being responsible for food, clothing, shelter, and security, not just for you. Once you secure yours, you're supposed to come up with a plan that can do the same thing for the 6 billion people on the planet. If you come up with a plan that can feed that many people, you know you're not going to go hungry. You know you're not going to work for anything. But you have to sit down and do that to begin planning. But first, plan for yourself. Planning, make sure that you get it for yourself and wait for everybody to get it. That's how it's supposed to work. That's what the democracy is supposed to be all about. We're supposed to have leaders in there that's planning on peace and reciprocity. I don't like to use the word peace. Let's use that word, because peace is actually it's a war of attrition. But that's a whole other lecture. But in reciprocity, we need the inhumane treatment that man is doing to man. And the way they're treating the females around the planet, it's actually crazy. It's really crazy when and that woman. That's what you got here. See, the book tells you that in order to enter the kingdom, you have to be born of water, which is coming through the woman. This is the kingdom. See, I use the Bible a lot because the Bible is a very powerful book. We don't know how to read it, and they make sure that you do not read the book, okay? They make sure that you don't get a proper understanding of what's going on. Just like when they say, well, the angels was protecting, where were the angels at? They're not just floating around up there. They were the ship that came here to do everything in Genesis, okay, it was an ark. That's why they were able to have the seeds to grow the grass and to clone the different animals. But one of the things that we're going to have to leave here and make arcs to go to other planets, to colonize the other planets. And what are you doing? You're putting food on it. With your foot, you have to upgrade the way that you're thinking that you can bring to existence what you actually want. This is why Jesus told one of the listeners that be born again. Being born again means you have to your thought process have to be upgraded. You can't be running around thinking that you only have the power of a man, the power of a woman. No, you have the power of God. That means you can bring things into existence. This is what God does. Food, clothing, shelter, and security. This is what you do. Think about what's happening in Congress and the Senate and all that. They're dealing with food, clothing, shelter, and security. Well, we need work on the borders. That's security, okay? The prices of food is going up. Who's getting the food in? Who's making the food? Where are you getting your food from? You know, food, clothing, shelter, and security. What are you wearing? They have set up dress codes out there. They got the women looking like Jezebel, and the men, I don't know what they look like, running around with their drawers hanging out and all that. It's crazy, but where are these dress codes coming from? If you go on the internet to buy these clothes are available for you to buy. Or somebody's making clothes. Somebody's putting this up in your mind that you need these clothes. Somebody's putting a thought process in your mind, especially with the sisters, that your hair is no good. You have to buy this hair from me. Somebody's dropping these processes on you so that you can do these things. But they're bringing you to a lower level. Okay? You're very powerful. You're carrying so much power, but you have to sit back. Think about what you're doing. Think about where you're trying to go. This is what you need to do. You can go to any organization, whether it be black, white, green, or pink, the same argument, the same complaints, the same backbite, the same talking about each other, the same things going on. From the man, from the woman, don't cheat. Running the military is kind of hard not to lie because you don't want the enemy knowing what you're doing. So it gets a little tricky when you get to a certain level. But you're carrying power. And it's just somebody's building skyscrapers out there. Somebody has the money to build boats and planes and ships and all that. So that's coming from. And there's no sector of photographs. Who they are. They're doing it. Somebody says, well, I want to go to the moon. They're going to the moon. If you want to go to the moon, there's a way that you're going to achieve that. But you have to step back. That's going on. Now, right now, the mics are open, okay? You have to hit one on your phone. And ask a question or say anything, you know, you want to talk about your product or something, you can do that, okay? But in the meantime, let's, we talked about love. I talked about love briefly, but it's so much that we're supposed to be doing, that we need to be doing, that we're not doing, that we have to get into, okay? Now, like I said, the lines are open, so if you have questions, I'd like to thank those that are online. You have a couple of people that are here that don't have the number up there. Normally, I block those because we'd like to know who you are when you call in, but they don't want to give their number, so I didn't block it this time. I left them open so that you can listen to what's going on because people need to hear this. Now, we have a book on the market, Toronto Prescriptions, Bible 2.0. Like I said, it explains everything. The CD is on the market. Jesus is coming back. It's on CD. Baby, you can go to YouTube, listen to some of this stuff. We're out there. This is how we support ourselves by our books and our CDs and stuff like that there. But we also involved in real estate as well. So there's a lot going on that you need to get involved in. First thing you have to sit back and think, now, how much money do I actually want to make? How much money do I actually need to bring my thought process into existence? That's the first thing you have to think about. Now you have to think about where's that money going to come from? The current job that I have, will it bring me that kind of money to get what I need to do what I want to do based on what my thought process is? If it can, then go for it. If not, then you can start by introducing yourself to the 50% budget. We talk about it all the time. You spend half, save half. This will get you started. And once you start stacking that money and get used to having that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on the side that you can that you can use to buy and to build from, your thought process begins to think a little different. Now you know that if there's a building or something that you want to get, you got some money that you can go ahead and start thinking about this building, start thinking about real estate, renting stuff out and things like that there, you know. if you have an idea that you want to bring to the marketplace, if you stack in money, you can bring your idea to the marketplace. You know, you can patent it and all that kind of stuff. You have the money to do that. So you have the money to make money. They're offering you things on the internet every day where you can make the kind of money that you need to bring what you're trying to do into existence. Remember who we're saying that you are. There's nothing that you're not capable of, but you have to think about it. You know, like somebody asked me, well, can I put this metal in a bottle? Yes, you can't put the metal in a bottle the way it is. You have to think about a way to change the metal so that it can fit in the bottle. But it will go in that bottle. But you have to think about a different way to do it. You can't just take the metal, stuff it in the bottle, you break the bottle. You know what I mean? Whatever you're trying to do out there, whatever you're trying to get, there's a way to get it. There's a way to do it. And it can come from within. You are carrying power. You can get what you want. You can do what you want. You got it like that. Okay? Now, let's move into government. We talked about the churches. Let's move into government. The government is a trust. Look at what a trust is. Start learning about trust. Start dealing with trust. They got all kinds of positive and negative things about trust. But all of those guys that's got the money, the 1%, all of them have trust funds set up for their children. Okay? All of them are working with law firms so that the children, when they die, won't take the money and just screw it up. They have law firms that will tell them what to do with the money, what child gets what. This is what you have to start thinking about. And you have to think about your next generation. You have to think about what's going on. There's so much to think about. There's so much that you have to get into that we want to talk about. Third process. Now, the indenture agreement of a trust is what runs the trust. The government is a trust. The Constitution is the indenture agreement. That's what runs the trust. Okay? Now, you have to go back to like President Hanson, like I mentioned earlier. You have to go back to them in order to figure out why the indenture agreement was set up. We're talking about the Constitution. The Constitution was set up to protect the people from the people that they elect to govern them. Because when those people get power, something happens to them. And they begin to think that they're the end-all, be-all. They've been misusing the power, taking advantage of the people. Well, you have a way to get rid of them. You can vote them out of office. This gives power to the people to change when your leaders have come corrupt, have become corrupt, okay? You have the power to change them. This is what the indenture agreement, the Constitution, provides you with, okay? Now, this is why you have to study trust, because you don't know that you're living under a trust. See what I'm saying? You don't know where the money, your money, your money is being given to into this trust. And the people that you're putting in office to run the trust, they're supposed to be giving the money out properly, making sure that the food, clothing, shelter, and security is being done. Just think about what's going on. Think about what Congress is doing, what the Senate is doing. All about food, clothing, shelter, and security, because that's the real money, okay? That's the real money. Whenever you get those little Benjamins and that fiat currency, it's there to purchase real money, okay? If you think about the money that you have in your pocket, when you go to the store, what are you buying? You're buying food, clothing, shelter. You're paying your mortgage or your rent, which is your secure, which is your shelter, okay? And your security is being paid for by you through your taxes, okay? The police are supposed to be there for your security, for your protection. Although it ain't working out that way in a lot of cases, they're there to protect the business owners and the people who are making money. That's what's going on, you know? And the people who are making money are paying them off so that they can misuse and misdirect what's going on. I'm trying to give you an update on what's going on. Now, where is all of this coming from? How did these people who say they come out of a cave, right, all of a sudden know how to run the world? It's coming from the Bible. That's why the book is so important to them. You know? If you want to know how they conducted slavery, how they learned what to do in slavery, go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the science of slavery. When you read Deuteronomy, don't just look at it as some religious book. Look at it as a book to tell them how to conduct slavery. When they talk about the chosen people, they're talking about the science of slavery. This is what they did. When after the Bible was translated, right, what the queen did, because they think about white as a child back then, or white people. They were Britons, they were Greeks, they were Romans, they were Italians, just how they called themselves. But what the queen did, okay, check this out, it's in the 1600s. What the queen did is make white the chosen people. And they start setting up statutes and laws to bring that into existence. This is what they did. They were setting this all over the world, in Africa, in America, everywhere. The white tribe had become chosen people by the laws, okay, that Britain and other white tribes were setting up, okay? And after, you couldn't even walk on the sidewalk with a white person. Look what was going on here in the United States and how blacks and the other four tribes were being treated. In fact, it was so bad that women didn't have no power. This is in Deuteronomy. You read Deuteronomy and it will show you exactly what they did. They made themselves the chosen people. And they're doing it again. If you look at all of the leaders in the movies, in the theaters and all that, either have blue eyes or blonde hair. They're blonde hair, blue eyes, people, the chosen people. They're doing it again because you don't know what's going on. You're not reading the Bible as a tool book. You need to read it as a tool book to find out how these people came into power. You want to know where they get the, how they know about judges and laws and all that? So read Judges. It's right there. Judges, read Leviticus. It's showing you how to handle the food. Everything is there. It's in that book as what they did and how they came into such great power. They didn't make this stuff up on their own. They got this book and they began using the book and they're still using the book. You're the one. You got some people throwing the Bible in the trash. I'm saying it's because they don't understand what's going on. They don't know it's that book that they're using to run the planet. Okay? I'm just letting you know so that you can look at the Bible from a different perspective. The Bible is not a religious book. It's a book to set up global empires. Hello, I'm going to say that again. The Bible is an empire-building book. So if you want to build an empire, the Bible is what you need to learn. The Bible is what you need to build from because that's what they used. Remember I said if you try to do something, okay, somebody has already did it. All you have to do, if you're trying to do that, get a book. Read the books that they use to get what they got, and you can get what they got. But you have to understand what you're reading and why you're reading it. The Bible is an empire-building book, so if you go into a book from that thought process, it will teach you how the Senate operates, how Congress operates. It will teach you what's going on between the states and what's going on between the federal government, how they work, how they intertwine. All of this stuff is in the book. But you have to know why you're reading the book. What are you trying to build? Are you trying to access to this government? Which you should have access to it, because the government was set up for you by you. Okay? When they said, we the people, that all men are created equal. All right? They were talking about everybody. They weren't just talking about white folks. See, now the white folks do that little trick in there. We weren't considered men. No. See, if you go into Deuteronomy and you read how the people who were not chosen were treated, you'll understand you were treated the way you were treated as this country began to build, as it began to gain power. They gain power off the backs of others. Deuteronomy does. It helps you gain power off the backs of others. That's what it does. And that's what they did. And they're still engaged in this process. This is what the churches are engaged in now. The churches are literally doing Deuteronomy. You can't see it because you're not looking at it from that particular thought process. You want to have access to this empire that's set up globally? Get your book out, man. Start reading. And it will break it down to you. The first five books of Moses breaks. Jesus comes along in the right thought process of being God. John 10:34. I said, this is what Jesus said. It's written in your law. By your law, if you're a God, you control food, clothing, shelter, and security. This is what God does, and this is what you have to be about. Now ask yourself this question. How much food do I control? How much of the clothing do I control? How much of the real estate do I control? How much of the security do I control? See? As God, you're supposed to be controlling some of these things. You don't even make your own clothes no more. We used to make our own clothes. You don't make your own clothes no more. Okay? We used to all have a little garden, but we grow little things in the garden so we could feed ourselves if something went wrong. You don't do that anymore. You're so, they have you so confused about what a God is that you don't function as a God no more. You're functioning as a slave. You're functioning as a man and a woman. Okay? Men and women depend on others to do for them what they can do for themselves. Yeah. Come along and told you this, but you're not listening. You're not teachable. You can't tell you anything. There's a lot going on that you need to upgrade. You need to be born again. You need to mentally upgrade your mind. Shift your mind into God mode. Look at the food, clothing, shelter, and security. Ask yourself, which one of these do you want to have some control over? And start working on some control over these things, okay? What are you eating? Who's growing what you're eating? Okay, how come you got to think about this stuff? You're not functioning like a God. You're functioning like a man who depends on God. Okay? I talk about Monsanto like a dog. But Monsanto is feeding millions of people. Okay? I talk about Big Pharma like a dog. But my pharma, they got drugs for every dog on thing. Okay? The real estate industry. We talk about Trump. But Trump knows who he is. He's crooked, but he knows who he is. You understand what I'm saying? You got a lot of crooked people out there. You have to recognize what and what they're talking about. And don't think Biden is all straight up and fancy free. You know, all these politicians have some crooked demeanor about them because they're necessary. You can't tell the truth all the time when you run military. I've been in the military. I'm a Vietnam vet. You can't let the enemy know what you're doing. You have to put out statements for them. Keep them on balance so that they don't come and take what you have. This is so don't expect these politicians to always come from all of them. This is something that they have to do because they're running military security. They have to deal with security. So they are. But it's a difference between lying to you and lying for you. This is what I have to take for. A lot of them are lying for you. When they deal with that military, they're lying for you to keep you safe, to keep the others off balance. I'm just going through the thought processes that's happening out there. And you need, first, you have to realize who you are. That's why I like the Bible. The Bible tells you who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. It goes right back to the beginning to tell you what a God is. This God that they got floating around out there, the Santa Claus guy, the Bible never gives you that, okay? The Bible tells you in the beginning, if you eat of this tree, you become God like one of us. They ate of this tree. Once they ate of the tree, they knew right from wrong. They knew they were naked. There's more to that story, but a whole lot of lecture. They knew they were naked. And they designed clothes. In order to design, you have to have a naked. This is what God is. This is what God does. God is a designer with a strong imagination, and God knows right from wrong. This is what a God is. The book is telling you what a God is. Okay? Now, they don't do Santa Claus in there, you know, and got you used to that Santa thought process, that Santa Claus mindset. Oh, Allah, this is church, the sustainer of all the world, Santa Claus. Oh, Jesus was, he's the one God, that Santa Claus, okay? Oh, Buddha will take you to Nirvana, and that's Santa Claus. They're giving the Santa Claus thought process what got it, but the 1%. See, they're not falling for that. They want something, they'd be about building it. They'd be about making it. You know what I'm saying? They need a skyscraper. We got one that needs praying to Jesus, Muhammad, nobody else. Okay? They need a skyscraper. Start calling architects. Start getting the money together. How much does this skyscraper cost? $2 million. So put it together. So I can get the architects, the engineers, and the electricians, and all these people on board so I can build my skyscraper. I'm not Set up colleges. Train people that they're going to need to build what they have to do. They know who God is, and they know if they need they need something laid out, something built. They got architects, any architects in charges. They're training engineers, they're training mechanics, they're training doctors. They got this. Something they train God to produce it. And this is what they're doing. You waiting on Santa Claus. You don't turn Jesus into God. You don't turn Allah into Santa Claus. You don't turn Muhammad into Santa Claus. You turn all the deities into Santa Claus, right? And they got you trying to do something outside of yourself. When everything is in you to do, you can do it yourself. Just sit back. The law is reap what you sow. Your sowing is your actions. If you're not happy with your life, change what you're doing. Because the man is through you. You have to change something. You can't say, that is, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome, that's the thought of a crazy person. If you don't like what's going on in your life, change it. Do something to reap what you sow. That's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, that's the law. You're going to reap what you sow. Start sowing. Start sowing what you sow. The abundance of what you get is going to take time. Because you have to study. You have to learn. You have to figure out how to make these things. They can't affect you. They for you. You are one of the guys of the Bible. I'm going to say it just straight up. You are one of the guys of the Bible. Now, how to be a function like men and women. They want to transition into God, but churches are blocking them. Oh, there's only one God. You can't be. But the Bible is telling you that you got it. It's telling you what's going on. Oh, God, that excellent from praying million. Jesus and them, and it's so silly to want to bet because I'm one of the guys in the Bible. See, nonsense. You follow what I'm saying? Everything is set to function a certain way. Like I said, the lines are open, so I just hit one if you want it. Somebody in here, that'd be great. But in the meantime, I haven't been on the air consistently. I've been on the air consistently because I was playing melody and Dr. Sabe gave me a lesson, but I didn't listen. Wasn't teaching me. You know what I mean? He don't use he uses natural remedies for everything. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm going to create. I don't have to take none of the doctor's medicine in my life. If they don't mean I don't take anything, then I'm taking natural herbs and stuff to take care of problems that I have, okay? I've only got 2 minutes left. I'm going to say a lot of it, the answer. I walk the path of being honest and good. I'll keep my focus on reading what you sow, and I'll have no trouble that I cannot solve. Okay? So let it be written, so let it be done. This is your brother Elohim. I'd like to thank you for those that joined in. And just remember, the Bible is an empire-building book. If you want access to this empire that they built, learn to read the Bible from that thought process, not from a religious thought process. Santa Claus ain't out there, okay? So if you want something, you best be about building it. Because you got it like that. You can do whatever you want to do, but here's the question. What do you want? This is your brother Elohim. Just sign off until the next time they come through. And I remember, love is, and always will be, the answer.